Today is June 6, 2014, and this is Amanda Kuhnert with Fourfold Legacy Services on behalf of Stowe Speaks Oral History Project. And I'm here with Catherine Greenwald in her home on Edson Hill Road. And Catherine, if you could begin by telling me your full name and where you were born and what year.
My full name is Catherine May Greenwald. I don't tell many people that. I was born in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, August 4th, 1928. This is just like the hospital. They always ask your birthday. That's the only way they apparently can tell you from anybody else.
Interesting. So tell me, so how did you end up, what were you doing before you came to Stowe?
I lived in Boston and I was married. And I came to Stowe when I became divorced and I wanted to not to live in the suburbs.
Okay. All right. So had you been to Stowe before?
Yeah.
Okay. To come up just for skiing?
And... Yes.
Okay. So you knew that you already, that's why out of all the places in Vermont, you chose to come here to relocate.
Yes.
Okay. Did you have children at that time?
No.
Okay. All right.
I don't have any now either.
Oh, I thought you had a son. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. So you picked up, that was in 1960?
One.
1961. And you came up here and you bought this house or did you live somewhere else
first?
No,
I built this house.
Okay, so where were you living when you first came to town?
Here.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you built this house and moved here.
Yeah, I lived right in. I moved right in here.
And who built and designed your home?
It's a prefab called Deck House, which is still in existence. And there are a number of, well, two or three deck houses in Stowe.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, and who built it then? Did the same company who designed it built it? The same. Anybody locally help put it together?
Oh, a carpenter, yes. Yeah. Clem Curtis.
I said, I thought Clem. That's why I was asking. I thought Clem had worked on this house. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. As you know, he died about a year ago, I guess it was.
Sure. What, you know, speaking of Clem, since we brought him up, what do you remember of him at that time? Because he would have been probably in his 60s then, right? 50s or 60s.
Oh, I remember a lot about Clem. He was the only builder in town, actually. It was, and of course, he would tell you his wonderful ski history.
Sure.
And I knew... his son, what's his name? I can't even think of his name.
Chris.
Chris was just a little boy at the time.
Yeah, sure. Oops. Yeah? That's right. That's right. He would have been in 1960. Yeah, that's true.